I just end with this question. This is a. I talked about this a little the other night. If your heart is, we have two things. We have a quiet mind and an open heart to deal with. If you just have a quiet mind, you may see the laws of karma. You may see the plan of the universe. You may see the higher wisdom. You may understand it all. But you lose your ground. You become like a god on earth. But you did take an incarnation. You are in a human body. And to be in a human body means to realize that you are part of humanity and have all the feelings that that generates. Pity, sadness, empathy, horror, beauty, joy, all of the human feelings. And to keep that balance is what the nature of compassion is about. Because compassion keeps the heart open so that you are feeling all the suffering of all the beings around you, which is really hard to do. It's some, especially like when you're a doctor or a nurse, it's so hard to keep your heart open when it's so much around you. And at the same moment, keep the appreciation of the way it's all law unfolding. Or as I said the other night, when Maharaji kept saying to me, Ram Dass, don't you see it's all perfect? The head shows you the perfection, which includes the suffering. Because we have been talking again and again about how suffering burns out stuff, how suffering awakens stuff in people. You'd never lay it on somebody, but when it's there, you see how it's working on them. That's the beauty of the mind. The mind can plumb the depths of the wisdom of the universe and appreciate the exquisite way in which it all works. But if you just stay up there, you get so cold. I don't know, did I talk about the yogi fast thing? I don't think I did. About the, when I was teaching Hatha Yoga, and somebody comes in and they say, I would like to fast, oh, yogiji. And I say, are you healthy? And they say, yes. And I said, all right. And they say, we'd like to fast 4 days. I say, no, fast 9. And they go, 9? And I say, yes. Well, what can I take? Well, take warm water or lemon water or moo tea or something. So they look courageous and they go out to fast for 9 days, right? And they come in after 7 days and they say, I haven't eaten in 7 days. There's a little bit of that ego stuff in there, okay? I mean, I haven't eaten in 7 days. So you kind of feed that. You say, pretty good, you're doing fine, only 2 more days to go. And then you walk out in the street. Somebody comes up and says, hey man, you got a quarter. Man, I haven't eaten in 7 days. Good, you're doing fine, just 2 more days and you'll be free. And you can feel exactly the whole issue right at that moment. They are both doing the same thing, they are both suffering. For one of them, the suffering is grace, for the other, the suffering is suffering. And if your job is to relieve suffering, in the first one you say you're doing well with 7, try 7 more. Right? Maybe. While with the other one you say here's a quarter if you can.